Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. This is Robert Crowther, and on this podcast, we're featuring the second half of an interview with Walt Ruloff, executive producer of Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, starring Ben Stein. Expelled is the forthcoming movie that looks at academic freedom and intelligent design and exposes the widespread harassment and persecution of scientists and educators who research intelligent design, or even those that are just critical of Darwinian evolution. I caught up with Walt on the road recently and had a chance to talk with him about the film, which is already stirring up quite a bit of controversy. Many Darwinists are complaining that the film will misrepresent their views and what they said. To answer that, Ruloff explains in detail how the filmmakers obtained interviews with Darwinists, as well as ID proponents, and assures us that ID's critics will not be misrepresented or otherwise have their comments spliced and diced. So here's the second half of our interview about Expelled with Walt Ruloff. Now, I know that a lot of the critics, many of whom you talked to or were interviewed for the film, such as Richard Dawkins and P.Z. Myers and some of these, are already complaining and sort of squealing with outrage about the movie coming out at all. And P.Z. Myers, among some of the others, has complained and said, oh, they're going to, you know, do a hatchet job on me and misrepresent what I said and misrepresent my views. And I just want to ask you, how do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, as far as us approaching them on false pretense, we did really no such thing. I mean, we approached them with one of our divisions called Rampant Films, and it's very customary for a film company to have multiple divisions. So Premise is one of Premise's divisions. It's called Rampant Films. We approached them and we were very open and let them know that what we're dealing with is essentially the division or the debate between science and religion. And a lot of these people wanted to see the questions up front. We gave them the questions up front. We allowed them to ask many questions about us that they liked. And we were very, very open. And then on besides that, then we got them to sign a very extensive release to the film, which allowed us, and it's in the release where there has full transferability. So again, within the release, we talked about that this is going to be used for a documentary film, and it will be transferred and be used for a feature-length film. So we were very, 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 very open. That's number one. Number two is that, you know, here is a group of Darwinists who can essentially go on this rampage all they like. But soon as somebody or a film has the ability to get them on film to talk about what this is all about, and suddenly they're crying wolf and saying that we have somehow or we are going to distort what they're doing. I think I should remind everybody, you know, one of the key people that are actually doing this is Dr. P.Z. Myers. And he has his own website called Farinjula, and he's got this great quote that really summarizes their position. So, quote-unquote, P.Z. Myers, please don't try to tell me that you object to the tone of our complaints. Our only problem is that we aren't martial enough or vigorous enough or loud enough or angry enough. The only appropriate responses should involve some form of righteous fury, much butt-kicking, and the public firing and humiliation of some teachers, many school board members, and the vast numbers of sleazy far-right politicians. That's quote P.Z. Myers. And so he can talk about and publish these types of comments and is very upfront about wanting to shut people down. And so when we ask them about this and get them on film, suddenly that we're the bad guys. And so I find this whole thing quite humorous.
Well, that part is really not as humorous as it sounds, sort of, because it's a serious issue. And even though it is a really serious issue, you're dealing with a pretty deep subject, the website, expelledthemovie.com, as you mentioned, is rather whimsical, and I take that as partly because of the involvement of Ben Stein. I mean, he's got a deep intellectual side, and yet he's, you know, almost, he's kind of a comedian. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, the website, again, expelledthemovie.com. You go to it, and you see an opening intro with George Thorogood bad to the bone, and then you see a quote from our friend Richard Dawkins, and then you come face to face with the intellectual hero Ben Stein. Yeah, the whole website really takes on a very kind of a whimsical, funny position. And we did that for obvious reasons. Again, we want to make sure that this movie appeals to a mass market, that the movie is seen to be entertaining. We take our branding and our marketing very seriously, and that's very important. And our movie is very entertaining, and it is a heroic journey. So in many senses, it isn't your typical documentary where it's just information. It really is a story, and it's a very, very interesting, and it's going to be quite an explosive story at that. So really, that's kind of a key element of the website. But again, the tone and what this is representing is dead serious, and so that's kind of the juxtaposition in this.
Right. Now, when people go to the website, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's there and how they can get involved or get more information about the movie.
Sure. There's multiple areas within the website. We've really wanted to make this website very interactive and very viral. So obviously the key things is with any film website, there's a place to go view the trailers. The first trailer that's there is our first of a series of teaser trailers. We're going to have up to 3, potentially 4 teaser trailers as we get closer and closer to the actual release date. There's a Ben's blog area where we've been absolutely overwhelmed with 700 plus responses to the initial Ben's blog. It's probably one of the busiest blog sites on the web right now, which is great. We received 700 comments on our blog site within three plus days. So
wow.
That's quite incredible.
That's a lot of traffic.
It is, and then the other area is we have a Big Science Academy, which is essentially just a parody or a spoof on Big Science and their relentless pursuit of shutting down any dissension of neo-Darwinism. So we really just wanted to kind of poke some fun at the Big Science Corporation. Then we also have an area for people to get involved. And this is a key area to sign on as a high school student or as a university student. And we're going to send out a packet or a resource kit. And we have a target of 15,000 folks across the country, high school students, university students, that can get involved. And we're going to be actually launching some debates, some university debates, some training programs, and that type of thing, just to kind of let people know what's going on and what this film is really all about. And then finally, in the website too, we have an area for clothing, for hats and for T-shirts and hoodies, even an expelled binder for back to school. This area is going to be open in about just at the beginning of September. And so you'll be able to buy some expelled rebel clothing online.
Maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about some of the people involved in the film besides yourself as the executive producer, or, you know, who else is handling some of the outreach.
Sure.
And promotion.
Yeah, my partner, the other executive producer, his name is Logan Kraft. He's located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm actually located out of Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia. The other key people that are involved in this, we have a fantastic director. His name is Nathan Frankowski. We actually grabbed him right after he was the associate director and with something called Pathway to 9/11.
Right.
And so that was a also very highly controversial movie. And we love what he's doing here. He's bringing in a very kind of a highly stylistic presentation. It's wonderful the way that he shot this. We're very excited at the quality and the way that this film is going to feel as a work of art. And so we're very excited about that. We have a great screenwriter. His name is Kevin Miller, and he just finished an independent film called After, and so he's completely focusing on this. And then obviously everyone knows who Ben Stein is, and we don't need to talk about that again. Our marketing group is a group called Motive Marketing. Motive Marketing is probably best known for marketing The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe and The Passion of the Christ. And so their entire team is on board and working on the marketing with us and going through essentially grassroots promotional marketing. And that's been a really fun process, actually, on that side. So we really have assembled, I would say, and that's just a few of the people that are involved, but we've really assembled a world-class team, and I'm very excited about that.
That's great. I'm sure that people will hear a lot more about the movie as we come up to its release in February of next year, February 2008, is that right?
Yeah, February 12th, 2008, which is actually Darwin's birthday, and very interestingly, it's also Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And so we kind of have this fun juxtaposition. Now, obviously, we're not saying that, you know, on one side we have suppression being Darwin, and the other side freedom being Darwin himself. I mean, Darwin, what's happened with Darwin is Darwinism, and the Darwinian paradigm is really where the suppression lies. And so that kind of fun juxtaposition between Darwin's birthday and Abraham Lincoln is an interesting date. So that is our release date. We're working with our distributor, Rocky Mountain Pictures. It'll be a nationwide distribution. It'll be in essentially every market. And so as we turn up the heat on our marketing throughout the next 8 months, that will determine whether we open at 1,000 screens or more. And so that's what will be happening on February 12th.
Oh, that's great. Well, I appreciate your taking the time and letting us catch up with you. I know you're busy traveling a lot. And
thank you.
Appreciate your letting us know what's going on with the film. And we will be in touch with you further. And if people are interested in getting more information, they can definitely check out the film website at expelledthemovie.com.
Right.
And you have trailers there, or at least one now, and more coming in the near future. And as always, we will stay up to date with the news on this as well at idthefuture.com and evolutionnews.org.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me be here.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Walt. This is Rob Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com. Thank you.